You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The Framingham Heart Study, recently published by Boston University School of Medicine, has proven the theory that excess sugar, especially the fructose in sports drinks, flavored coffees, sweet teas, fruit juices, and sodas, you know, of course, what most of us drink daily, at least not me, but most of Americans, can cause significant damage to the brain. Now, David Foreman, the herbal pharmacist, believes that most people gravitate to sugar and sugary drinks at various times during the day when they feel the need to stay mentally focused or energized. But that, you know, there are much more. I mean, he's saying that there are much more natural, healthier ways to improve our brain without the excess sugar. Welcome, David. Thanks for being here on Wellness for Life.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And before we get into my topic, I have to say I did some internet stalking on you.
You did?
Yeah. You have a lot of cool stuff going on, from the allergy component to your the ocean conservancy stuff. I mean, like, you're a dynamic woman. I just have to say that. So.
Oh, David, thanks so much. I you know what? I am just, I love life. You can tell just from the things that I do,
and
I want is to help people. And that's why I started this radio show, actually. I just needed to share the information of some amazing people like you that have so much great things to say that could help the world. And by helping the world, I really believe that we can also help the environment, because the environment is key to getting, especially the toxicity levels and all that human health.
I wish I still had. I had my own talk show for almost 15 years, and I wish I still had it, because this would be one of those deals where I'd have you as a guest on my show.
You bet. I think now you better start it.
I know, right? I know, exactly. So anyway, thank you very much for having me on. It sounds like we have a very kindred spirit, and I'm very passionate about helping people, you know, either get back to the health that that they used to have and the vibrancy, or to maintain what you have, and you know, you're feeling pretty groovy about yourself, and you know, you just don't want to see what happens to all your friends, you know, around you. Like, I have a bunch of, you know, guy and girl friends. I'm in my 50s, and you know, I see how poorly they're doing, and I'm like, man, I don't want to end up like that. I need to keep the pedal down here, you know.
Right. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, I'm 55 myself, and I mean, the people around me, at least my friends, they're all health. People that are really interested in health. And, you know, what's interesting for me when I look at your title, herbal pharmacist, it's a little of an oxymoron to me, because my sister was a pharmacist herself, and it was about medicine, all about the pharmaceutical, all about the drug that will affect the symptomatology. And you touting being an herbal pharmacist is actually the opposite of what she was, right?
Well, and actually, my background, I am a traditional pharmacist. I went to University of South Carolina College of Pharmacy back in the 80s. I started a drugstore when I was 25. I was very successful, so I did that. And then during the latter years of me owning my store, I started getting into the natural medicine. And in my very infant stages of natural medicine, my focus was only on herbs. That was my only thing. And that's where the whole trademark and name herbal pharmacist came from. But I really would have to call myself more of the natural pharmacist now. And, you know, I still believe there's a place for modern medicine. But the reality is that, you know, if we really treat our bodies the way we should, diet, exercise, spirituality, supplements, that kind of stuff, that the body will take care of itself. And I feel like we can reverse any health issue we have, unless it was caused by some traumatic event. You know, if you're in a car wreck, there's not a lot I'm going to be able to do right away for you, you know, like eventually down the road. Yeah. But, so my background, you know, I wear both hats. I know modern medicine and all the physiology, biochemistry, and I know all of that for the natural medicine world too. It's a, an interesting little beast that's going on in David Foreman's head.
Love it, love it. Well, let's talk a bit about this sugar in the brain, because you know, I don't know if you were at the IFM conference on neuroplasticity. Did you go to that by any chance? It was just about a month ago.
No, I did not. I travel so much doing what I'm doing with you today. I do a lot of TV and speaking engagements, so I was not able to attend. But keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We talked everything about, obviously, the brain and how to prevent future dementia, neurological disorders, degenerative disorders, Alzheimer's, et cetera. And across the board, every doctor spoke on, from Jeffrey Bland to Bredesen to Perlmutter, you know, they were all...
Right.
Saying, get off the sugar, get off the sugar. So let's talk about the study that I spoke about in the intro. So the study that this is about drinking and eating too much sugar will cause damage to the brain.
Yeah, there were actually three really unique things. Two were revolving around sugar, and one was around diet beverages. I'll cover all three real quick. So the study showed that people that consumed at least one sugary drink per day, that actually aged your brain. But probably the more dramatic part of it was, of that entity of just aging the brain, was the people that had more than two sugary beverages, per day, it aged your brain almost 4 years. It was like 3.5 to 4 years. The scarier part of that whole thing, though, is that those same amounts, so if you consume three sugary beverages a day, the study showed that it aged your brain with regards to memory by 11 years. So, all right, so you were kind enough. It's rare for a woman to tell me her age, so I really appreciate that. So I'm 53, you're 55. So just imagine if we were one of those people, which is most of America, I think, drinking sugary beverages at 3+ a day. We would have the memory of, in your case, a 66-year-old, in my case, a 64-year-old. That's scary when you think about it. And, people that are in our age bracket, maybe a few years younger and definitely older, that's like the biggest concern I think we all have now. I mean, science is showing that we're all concerned about developing dementia and memory problems because we saw what happened maybe with our grandparents, which is my situation, or we see what's happening with our parents right now. And then you take on top of that, we have busy, active lives, and, what's worse than having, like, your mind be just kind of fried for the day, and you go back out to, get your car, and you work at a big, office complex, and you can't remember where you parked your car, or you're leaving the house, and you can't remember where your keys are. It's that simple. And then the third thing I said, which was related to diet beverages, same study, again, showing the aging the brain in regards to memory, showed that, everybody listening right now is like, oh, Dave, it's cool, man, I drink diet soda, I drink diet energy drinks. Guess what? The same study showed that those types of beverages increased your risk of developing dementia threefold, or increased your risk of having a stroke threefold. So you're kind of between a rock and a hard place, whether you're drinking the sugary beverages or a diet beverage, because none of them are good for you, and they all have a negative effect on your brain and your memory health.
Let's go back to what you just said, because what you're saying to me, and a lot of people are going to say, well, you know what, how about the diet drinks that are natural diet drinks, one that has stevia in it, or xylitol? Was that at all part of the diet drinks?
To my knowledge, no, it was not part of the diet drinks.
Saying about the NutraSweet, the Equal,
Right.
You know what I mean? All of that, kind of like the yellow pack and the pink.
I always say pink, blue, and yellow. Exactly. And the reality is, with there really aren't that many quote truly naturally sweetened beverages on the market. People really need to learn to read their labels. There's a very popular coffee chain, I'm not going to give out their names, and they have a quote natural sweetener they're now using in their stores, and it says sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. But if you read the label, the very first ingredient is a sugar alcohol that's not natural. And the second ingredient, is stevia. The third ingredient is, there's another one. I went to a health food store and it said stevia on the front package, up front of the box. But when you turned and read the label, the first thing ingredient was stevia. The second ingredient was fructose. Mm. And so I think a lot of people, you know, and if you buy the green Coke nowadays, people think, oh, it's naturally sweetened. It's great marketing, but it's not reality. And we really need to become label readers because, you know, all right, great. Maybe the green Coke is sweetened. And I'm not picking on Coca-Cola, okay? So I apologize to anybody that, you know, works for Coke. I'm not saying they're an evil company. I'm sure they've done some great things. But, you know, so yeah, maybe the sweetener they're using in that is raw cane sugar, blah, you know, and it's truly natural. Whoop-de-doo, it's still sugar to me, you know? And
right.
we have to be educated consumers. So that's one of my other things. I like to teach people what's really out there, and then you make your decision. How do you want to live your life? Because it's your life, not mine.
You mentioned something. You know, I read that you know that's what I said in the intro, is that you believe that people that are craving for sugar, it's because they need energy, that they need more brain clarity, and they need to get all jacked up for the rest of the day. Now, you know, I'm a big believer that our brain and our body just cannot make enough energy. I wrote the book The Mighty Mito just about that, is that we are all suffering from fatigue, from lack
yeah.
of energy. Now, what do you think? You know, I'm someone who, let's get to the root cause of things, of why we are a sugar obsessed world. What do you think your take is on that?
Well, first of all, I like to go to the word addiction. Several years ago, there were studies done on specifically on the brain where they had people take small sips of a sugary drink, just small sips, and then they did an MRI on their brain, and their brain, the same area that was stimulated or lit up on the MRI was the exact from the sugar beverages was the same area that lights up when people did things like cocaine. So I feel like one of the reasons we do that is it's addictive. I think that's actually the primary reason. Someday someone's going to prove me right on that one. The second thing I think, though, is that back in the late 70s, we went from, you know, it just kind of everybody ate whatever they wanted to a low-fat diet. Low fat, and then it ended up being low cholesterol. And so when we started taking the fat out of foods, they had to add something back into those foods to give it flavor. And there usually were two things they added in. One was sugar, and the other was salt. And if you don't believe me, my favorite example of adding things into non-fat foods is go to your grocery store, pick up cottage cheese, that's whole, the whole milk version, read the label and see how much sodium is in that, and then pick up the one that's fat-free, and you're going to see much more sodium in that container. So I feel like those are two of the main contributing areas. And then, God, you know what? Sugar tastes good. Seriously. I mean, it really does can kind of take some self-control. Luckily, I don't feel good when I have sugar. So for me, it's not a difficult thing to stay away from. But for the majority of the people out there, it's inexpensive, it's addictive, and it tastes great. And I think that's why we've kind of gotten into this mode. And it is that false energy. That's the sad thing. It does give you that false boost, but then you crash. And there's so many. And now, you know, not only do we crash in energy, but now we see we're making our brain crash at the same time.
Right. You know, what you just said, I remember clearly in the late, it's got to be early 80s, because I was in college by then. And at UCLA, I would get these Entenmann donuts that were fat-free.
Yeah,
and we all—I mean, the girls, my girlfriends—we'd all have them because it was fat-free and it's going to keep us skinny, and you know the whole thing. And I was part of that.
Yeah,
it makes me sick thinking about it now because I mean I love donuts. Let me tell you, and getting a fat-free donut to me was a major treat.
No, I get you. I was the one. I was the sucker who bought pretzels because there was no fat, no cholesterol, and I'm blazing through pretzels, not realizing the starch converts real easy to sugar, you know, and then, you know, when I'm in my, like, young 30s, I'm like, well, I work out, I do all, why am I looking pudgy, you know, and so I get it, and so the cool thing is today, I'm available to, like, offer what I'm calling my ABCDs of either foods, different things you can incorporate into your daily life that will either help with your memory directly or help with your brain health, and in some cases even help curb your eating, curb your cravings for sugar. So it's kind of that win-win-win-win-win situation.
Love all that. Let's start then. Tell us some of your clinical pearls and what we can use so that we don't crave that sugar. We don't actually reach for that, all the bad stuff.
Yeah, all right. So all four of these really are going to relate back to that whole cognitive function, brain. You know, you want to stay sharp. You want to have a good memory. You want to have that focus. So again, it's A, B, C, D. So I hope everybody remember. A is for avocados. Avocados are loaded with key nutrients that feed your brain, primarily high in good fats. So you get a win-win here. You get the good fats that hopefully will keep your energy levels up for a sustained period of time, so you're maybe not wanting the sugar. And two, you've got all these extra nutritional benefits that help your body with producing neurotransmitters that help with your brain's ability to learn and remember things. So A is for avocado. B is for berries. Originally, I had blueberries, but I did more research, and there was a study out of Harvard recently showing that berries do a couple of things for brain health. And of course, I think we all know that berries or those fruits and vegetables that are high or rich in colors are high in antioxidants. So in this case, berries really help protect your brain from inflammation. They help with circulation. So anytime you can improve circulation in the brain, you end up getting more energy. It's just like a workout. You know, your brain uses, even though it's one of the smallest areas of your body, it uses over 20% of your energy. And if just like with a workout, if you're going to the gym, you want those muscles to get the proper blood flow or you get fatigued and tired. Same thing happens to the brain. Berries are a great way to help address that. So A, avocado,
You're talking about the berries, B for berries. My favorite is actually chokeberry. I don't know if you ever take it.
Yeah.
Chokeberry.
Yeah.
You like chokeberries? It's one of my favorites that I put in my shake because it is the highest amount of anthocyanidins, which are those antioxidants.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell people, mix it up. You know, like different times of the year, different berries are fresh, local. Buy those and eat those because then you're pretty sure they were picked ripe. Higher in nutrients, in my opinion, than stuff that was picked not ripe and then shipped on a truck and sat in the grocery store. So try to buy local when they're fresh.
Right.
C is for, this is going to be a supplement. This is the name of the ingredient is Cognium. It's kind of new to people. I only learned about Cognium back in March. It's Cognium. Unlike sugar that actually ages the brain, Cognium actually energizes your brain. See, those people that are looking for that energy, Cognium will actually help energize your brain and at the same time protect it, similar to an antioxidant. The ingredient, again, called Cognium, there are over nine human clinical trials showing that within as little as 3 to 4 weeks, it helped improve people's memory and concentration and focus. So, again, A, avocado, B, berries, and C is an ingredient called Cognium.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions about Cognium, because what I understand Cognium, it actually has the ingredient, a trademark called Sera-Q.
Right.
Right?
Sera-Q is the name of the ingredient. It's actually, great, I'm sorry, what were you going to ask?
What I wanted to know, I mean, I just wanted to talk about was that it's an interesting product that the Korean researchers found that had to do from it came from the silkworm.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. I'm glad you brought it up. I don't always go down the silkworm path because some people get freaked out about it and they think they're eating worms and it's not that at all. So in Korea for a couple hundred years, people, the silkworm cocoon. So it's the silkworm cocoon and they were making teas out of it and they were getting all these, you know, health benefits. So scientists decided to do their homework on it. And so now what they've done is they've actually figured out how to hydrolyze it. So basically it's the cocoon without the worm. So people don't get freaked out. And then they hydrolyze the protein that the worm used or makes that is silk is very unique in structure. And what they did is they hydrolyzed it. They broke it down into very small particles so that you can truly, your body in this case, can truly get all the benefits out of it. And because of that, as the supplement version of it, the dosing is only a couple hundred milligrams a day. I mean, you could take more, but honestly, I've been using it now for 3 or 4 months, and you know, I feel like, you know, I get more than what I need out of it. I tend to do a lot of reading, writing, and then I play sport. I'm actually an active golfer. I'm a pretty competitive golfer, and I find it's helped me be able to, you know, read and type and write more, you know, for a longer period of time, and it's actually helped my focus on the golf course, which is probably a little sidebar for everybody. But yeah, it's a unique protein. And it comes from, you know, like you said, it comes from Asia, which is really, you know, I think Asia is one of the founding fathers of natural medicine. So it's kind of cool that we have something coming our direction.
Yeah, I love, I mean, when I was doing some research on it, I really love the fact that it came from Korea, because that's where I'm from.
Oh, really? Okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes. And, but, you know, again, there are many different types of products from different animals to, you know, to me, of course, we don't, I'd rather, having the thread of the cocoon is not like you're going to affect the actual animal itself.
No, exactly.
Fascinating,
no,
information.
Well, you know, for me, like, here's my thing. Like, some people say, well, dude, what about, you know, this isn't natural. I'm like, well, no, actually it is. And the second thing is that, you know, when we look back on natural, truly natural holistic medicine, I either look at Chinese medicine, or I look at Ayurvedic medicine, which is, you know, India, and then anything in between. You know, we're Native Americans here in the United States, and there were an awful lot of things that were used and are still used that provide incredible health benefits. And I was really excited. I got to say, though, like, I was hesitant initially I was introduced to it back in March, and I'm like, yeah, show me the research. And then when I found, like, it's proven to work. It's proven to work to improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and it works in 3 to 4 weeks. That's pretty cool to me, because a lot of natural things don't work that well, and they don't have the science to back it up. So
right.
I'm a big fan of it.
One of the things that concerns me about this, like any activating supplement, is the effect on sleep and how it might, rev you up a little too much so that it causes more anxiety. Does that ever happen?
No, actually, it's stimulant-free. So its mechanism of the way it works is by acting as a stimulant in any form or fashion. And if anything, I'm going to give you my personal thing. I actually sleep better. And the reason is the way cognium works is it actually drives the energy your brain needs to the areas that are using it. So it helps with the circulation part of it. So for me, what I've noticed is I actually I have more dreams that I remember, which is really cool. I'm not having like freaky dreams or bad dreams. I'm having more dreams, which to me is good, because I know that if I get enough REM sleep, it's those people who don't get REM sleep that wake up in the morning feeling worn out, like, you know, that they've never gone to sleep. So this is stimulant free. So you won't have that, you know, overly active thing going on in your brain. And so, no, if anything, it will help, I believe.
Well, thank you. Well, we only got a minute or two left. What's the D? You said it was up to D.
Yeah.
Tell me about the D.
D real quick is dark chocolate. The darker, the better. You want to look for a dark chocolate product that lists the percentage of cocoa. You want to be no lower than 70%. If you don't like the bitterness of dark chocolate, don't worry about it. You only need about an ounce per day. Studies have shown that it helps aid memory, attention span, reaction time. And a small study I found showed that seniors who ate more chocolate lowered the risk of dementia, lower than people who didn't eat chocolate every day. So add some dark chocolate to your diet as well, and you're getting a lot of antioxidants on top of it.
That's great. So tell us your website again.
Website is herbalpharmacist.com, and I welcome people to email me questions about this topic or other topics. Just like you, my dear, I love to help people find the health they've always been looking for.
Well, gosh, Dave, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Really fun, real fun show. And any of the information regarding Dave Metformin, and, of course, his herbalpharmacist.com website. I'll put the link on the Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.